Thanks to McDonald's, it's Macca's 50th birthday, so try one of their classic double burgers today. You're waking up with the Water Boys, Brent Costello and Cam Brown, for your Saturday morning. Time to talk some basketball on the show now. And we've got our first jack jumper in the state. Clint Steindl arrived earlier this week and has already started running around doing some training sessions with Scotty Roth and all the assistant coaches. And Clint's been good enough to join us in the studio this morning. Welcome, Clint. How are you going?
No, thanks for having me, guys. Doing very well. Starting to settle in. A bit cold today. The first few days were pretty good, but I'd say today's much colder.
This is balmy weather, mate. You wait you've missed the winter, really, haven't you? Coming into the good time of the year. But you've won the race, mate. You're the first player to arrive here in Tasmania. What does that feel like? You're here as part of a new franchise. It must be really exciting.
Yeah, it sure is. You want to get on court and get all that stuff going, but you're also trying to settle into the city, the community, and settle into your own house as well. So there's a lot going on right now, but it's exciting. Looking forward to it, and hopefully I can get all this logistical stuff out of the way and fully concentrate on getting on court and getting into the basketball stuff.
I think you got here Monday night, so just give us an idea of what the week's entailed for you.
Yep, Monday night arrived, and then I was pretty much thrown to the wolves. I met the whole front office in one setting at my accommodation. They just happened to be there. So that was good. And then from there, it's just been getting the keys to the house, slowly unpacking, organizing appliances, trying to assemble a flat pack, which is still going 24 hours later. couple of on-court sessions. Outside of that, it's been fairly cruisy, meeting some new people, trying out a few restaurants with the coaches and the front office staff. So I've loved every minute of it so far. So hopefully it stays that way.
Clint, can I take you back to pre-signing with the Jack Jumpers? Because no doubt you had some different opportunities about where you're going to play your basketball. But what was the convincing pitch in the end for you to make the decision to come down?
I guess I wouldn't say there was one convincing pitch. At this point in my career, having had some success in Perth and wanting to try a new experience after being in one place for 4 years. And this was the perfect opportunity to try help a franchise build from the bottom going forward. Having Scott, previously worked with Scott in Perth for a touch over a season, and then assistant Jacob Chance coming down from Perth as well. There were some familiar faces that I was speaking with that wanted to get down here and help this club. So my wife and I and the little guy thought it was a great opportunity for us to move down here, start something new, start something fresh, and hopefully build a successful basketball franchise here in Tasmania. And to be a part of that is going to be pretty cool moving forward.
What about your own journey? Because it's been a long one, hasn't it, in terms of AIS, time overseas, college basketball, NBL. Talk us through your background.
Yeah, I guess it's just the life of a professional athlete, I guess. And even in basketball, because it's such a world game. You can play in some pretty great places. Started out in North Queensland, Cairns and Townsville for those first 4 years, and then headed over to Europe, played in Belgium and Greece for a bit, and then was fortunate enough to receive a contract from the Wildcats and had a great amount of success there. Learn a lot of things along the way, and hopefully, I guess, all those lessons that I've learnt, I can use here in Tasmania.
And what can you tell us about? We've got to know Scott a little bit. He's been very obliging of his time here on the Water Boys. But for those people that don't know Scott, you've had a close relationship with him. Describe him as a coach, as a person.
Yeah, I guess having dealt with him as an assistant coach, obviously it's going to be different. As a head coach, you're in charge. There's probably a lot more pressure on you in the hot seat. So it'll be interesting to see how, I guess, how he goes about his business compared to those two roles. But Scott's a great guy. Wealth of experience. Played in the NBA, in Europe. You've probably heard it all from him. It's just him having that experience and the things he's picked up along the way that he's going to be able to use, I guess, not just on the floor, but helping build this club in the community. Because I guess once we get the community involved, they're essentially going to be driving this thing.
Jack Jumpers signing Clint Steindl's our guest on the Water Boys this morning. Clint, you spoke about the Wildcats. It's hard to prize players out of Perth in recent times, but an exodus of players, it's fair to say. Trevor Gleeson's gone to the NBA. How do you think they're going to go? Obviously, a long stretch of making finals, a lot of success, as you say. Is it going to be, A, weird for you coming up against them, and B, how do you think they'll go this season?
I don't think it'll be too weird. I guess, departed from clubs before and gone back and played again, I guess, apart from Townsville, because they're no longer in the league. It'll be a lot of fun going back into that arena, because having played, I guess, as an opponent and a home team in that arena, it sure is something else. So, no, I'm looking forward to building with this team and getting to experience being a rival in that arena again. I guess it'll be tough playing in there. But in terms of how the Cats are going to go, I mean, you're never going to write them off,
no.
Right? I mean, everyone's tried to do it before. I've been on the receiving end of it, and they seem to come out the other end pretty good. So, no one's writing them off.
Absolutely not. Now, before we let you go, expectations on the Jack Jumpers, I guess. We saw Mikhail McIntosh come on board this week, which is another exciting import signing. How do you think you'll go in your first year? It's hard to say with a new squad, I guess, and all coming together for the first time, but what sort of expectations are you putting on yourselves?
We've got a couple of months to work at it, get guys in, get amongst each other, get a feel for how everyone's going to play. We'll assign roles early on and they'll keep adjusting as we go. So it's going to be very exciting. I'll tell you what, we're definitely going to give it a crack.
Well, we can't wait to see you out there in action, Clint. Great to have you in the studio this morning, mate. Appreciate your time getting up early for us, and all the best settling into to Hobart.
No dramas. Thanks for having me. I'm sure I'll be up here again and talking to you guys and pumping up this team.
No doubt. Clint Steindl, the new Jack Jumpers signing, joining us in the studio this morning. He's the first player to arrive in Tasmania ahead of the upcoming NBL season. Plenty more still to come here on the Water Boys. Up next, we announce the winner of our Good Sport Award here on the show right across Tasmania. Thanks for your company.